This is KUT. For many students trying to earn college credit in high school, choosing to take an advanced placement course or a dual credit course often comes down to personal preference, which style the student prefers, what will best prepare them for their major. As part of our Dueling Credits series on earning college credits in high school, KUT's Kate McGee shares why at least one student prefers dual credit over advanced placement courses.
Brenda Ortiz started high school in Austin High School's Global Studies program, an application-based academy on campus. She took a few AP courses there, but didn't do well on the AP exams, despite doing well in the class and studying a lot.
I worked really hard. Like, I still have those AP cards. My professor, Mr. Warren, he had Saturday class sessions where you could go and practice and learn more about an AP exam.
Ortiz eventually switched out of the program because she wanted to take dual credit courses through Austin Community College. She was attracted to the free college classes where she'd receive credit and save money. Her credits transferred to Texas State University, where she currently goes to school. Ortiz says looking back, dual credit was a better fit for her because English isn't her first language, and she feels that's a barrier.
That's something that I don't like about standardized tests just in general. And also in college, it's just the words that are used when asking a question, you know. And I think it's important to keep in mind who you are serving, right? And I don't think that gets a lot of attention.
Ortiz says the phrasing and vocabulary used on standardized tests can make it difficult if English isn't your first language.
I know exams are supposed to be very general, right? And there's not supposed to be like a specific persona that they're trying to test, right? It's just a general for all students, right? But I think it's really important to pay attention to what kind of students are taking your exam.
Ortiz says she liked dual credit classes more because she wasn't just counting on one test to earn college credit. The College Board, which administers the AP test, says it's thinking about how it could possibly offer AP exams in languages other than English. Edmund Oropez is the Chief Officer for Teaching and Learning in Austin ISD. Oropez says other English language learner students feel similarly to Ortiz.
They do prefer dual credit over AP because of that reluctancy on the exam. They will take an AP Spanish class versus a dual credit class because they feel like their confidence, they know that they already know the language, they can take the test, and they're going to get credit.
AP Spanish is offered at nearly all AISD high schools. And while KUT reported this week that many Austin public schools have low passing rates on AP tests, the one exception is AP Spanish. At Austin high schools, nearly all students are scoring well on the AP Spanish test. Kate McGee, KUT News.